Zois dia mitzvah. So Duran Beseda Vyaschanun Kach Matsosi Kosiv Flanintsavisform Shlonu. Mashbi said we don't have it there. But I call upon him, some had it written there and we don't say it. Yadrun the Yadurin. Besef Yimyo, also these things are written there and we don't say it. Chomesh the pas negiv. Yim the Higoyal. Yeah. Halin Ksivim Vulay Kriyan. These are cases of things that are written in the Chumash, written in the Psukim, and Halacha L'mashmi Sin is that we don't read it. We don't have the Kriya on this. Omer Rabbi Acha Barada, P'marovo in Eretz Yisrael, Paskin Lahadin Psuku L'Tlosim Psukim. They took this one Pasuk and divided it up into three Psukim. They made three Psukim out of this one Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yomer Hashem HaMoshe, Hine Anochi Boi Lecha B'Yavonin. I took this one pasuk and divided it up into mamish three pasukim. Omer Rabbi Chomer Barachanina, Loihesh Moshe Ela Mipsalosin Shaluchas. You know how Moshe became rich? Moshe became rich because when he broke the luchas, Hashem said the pselos, the broken pieces of the luchas, belong to you. And from the broken pieces of the luchas, that's how Moshe became rich. Shenema the pasuk says pselucho, shnei luchas avonim. Kerishonim. That means to say, like, carve out new luchas like the first ones, but psilosan shalacho yehei, that the first broken pieces belong to you. That's how Moshe became rich. Amar Rebbe Yosi Rab Chanina, la nitnu Torah la Moshe, ulazaroi. Really, when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he only gave it to Moshe and to his own children. That's all, not to the whole Klal Yisrael. Shenema the pasuk said, chsoy lecho, write the luchas for yourself. Pseil lecho, ma psulosan shelecho, just like the broken pieces belong to you, av kisvan shelecho, who was in the writing of the Torah of the new luchas, is also only for you. But Moshe noag bo tova sayin, but Moshe Rabbeinu by himself had a good eye, v'nos no li Yisrael, he gave it to Klal Yisrael. And v'yolo b'kos avayim on him, the pasuk says, tovayin u yivarech, person that has a good eye should be blessed.
Yeah. Alright, turn over.
So, kids, so Moshe Rabbeinu, because it was Tov Sayin, he taught it over to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Said the Gemara, is that true? We just have Sukkim not like that. Moshe Rav Chizda, the pasuk says, "V'oisi tzivu Hashem b'isahi l'lamed eschem." So, what's Moshe? What did Hashem commanded me to teach you Torah? So, Moshe, Moshe had a tzivu from Hashem to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. So, Teretz says, "No, v'oisi tzivu Hashem commanded me to learn." But me, myself, I taught it to you. That could be pshat in this pasuk. So Ran says, Alma, ta Hashem tziva lelamed es Yisrael, mafakina no, v'ani lochem, that Moshe himself did it. Okro hachikoma, v'yoysi tziva Hashem v'yesi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to learn Torah. V'ani nosati es libi lelamed chukim eshvotim, and Moshe Rabbeinu by himself took it to heart to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. But it could be like we're saying now, that the tzivu Hashem gave it to Moshe, but Moshe gave it to Klal Yisrael. Right, another pasuk says, Rei limadati eschem chukim u'mishpotim kasher tzivani Hashem u'lakai. So also, limadati eschem chukim u'mishpotim, mashma Moshe has to teach. Now the Gemara again, no, oisi tzivu Hashem commanded me, v'ani lochem, and Moshe by himself taught it to Klal Yisrael. Aye, another pasuk says, V'yato now, kisvu lechem as Hashir Azois, write down Hazinu, and teach it to Klal Yisrael. So Mashra Moshe had to teach the Shira to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara Nechnami, Hashiru lechud, could be only the Shira. The Shira, Hazinu, that was a tzivu Moshe to teach Klal Yisrael. But the rest of the Torah of the Emerson, Moshe didn't have to teach Klal Yisrael. Moshe did it on his own. Aye, the pasuk says, "Leman tiyu li Hashir Azois liyed b'vnei Yisrael." So Rashi says, "V'yishir levada kama my sadu sika." So what's the edus over here? Ela pepula b'yalma. So Rashi nosan le Moshe v'noeg bo toiv esayin li Yisrael. Pepula b'yalma is like this. The actual Torah talk is masking Moshe received to give over to Klal Yisrael. But the Pula, the Alma, that's the Moshe, like the Torah Shabbat Peh, But the papula, the understanding of the Torah, that was Nosan al Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the papula, the explanation, the talking of the Torah, that Hashem gave to Moshe. And that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Klal Yisrael. Omer Reb Yechlin. Yechlin says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinosoi Elo Al Gibor V'Yosho V'Chochon V'Yonof. Hashem only gives a person the Shechina, gives them Ashuras HaShechina only on the person that's a Gibor, a strong person, a rich person, a wise person, and a none of a humble person. V'Kulam V'Moshe. We all learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu had all these midas. Gibor, how do we know Moshe was strong? That Moshe spread over the tent, the covering over the Mishkan. The Yom Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirsoi. That Moshe Rabbeinu spread out the tent, the cover over the Mishkan. Well, Siv, it says, Esther Amas Sarach HaKerish. It was 10 Amas tall. So Rashi Ran says, Alma Moshe Gavoya, Esther Amas Moshe was at least 10 Amas tall hoya. The Chivin Shagod the Kokach Mestam the Gibor Hoya. Was probably was so tall. He was so strong also. Fred Gemara maybe no aim of the Yorich Vekotin. Maybe true. Moshe was tall. He was able to cover something that's 10 amas high. That's around 15 to 20 feet tall. So maybe Moshe was very tall. But who says he was strong? El of the Gemara says Min Adain from this pasuk. Min Adain Kroa. The pasuk says here the Espoish Veshnei Haluchos VeYashlichan. That I'll grab onto the two loichos and I'll throw them. I'll sharp them and I'll break them. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself held on to the luchos and threw them down. For Tanya, we learned like this. Haluchos orkon shisha. It was tall shisha tvachim. For rochbon wide shisha. For yivyim shloisha asa. So Moshe was very heavy. Trashi. No, Tosis says here, and therefore, behutzrach letovom bekarka bekoyer gadol. You had to put them into the ground with the koyer gadol. That was pretty hard. All right. Kopa, that's the right. Moshe was strong. Fighter. Yeah. Osher, what's the right? Moshe was rich. So Moshe became rich from the broken pieces of the luchas. Chochom. How do you know Moshe was smart? Rav Shmuel, the Yarmut Havayu. Chamishim Sharim Bina Nivru Beilam. There were 50 Sharim gates of dargas of understanding. V'kulam nitu l'Moshe. Moshe had 49 of them. Chutz Chosrach is only missing one. One midah, the 50th midah of Chachlu Moshe was missing. Shneamah, the Pesach says, V'tachzereyo miyat melekim. That's to know exactly, they say, the 50th Madrega is, he said, he was missing a little bit, he was missing the 50th Madrega. Some say that's the Madrega to understand clearly the Drachim of Hashem. Why Hashem does things. Like these things we don't understand. Why a Molot Tzadik, you see, has it bad, a Rosh has it good sometimes. We don't know why Hashem does these things. That's the 50th Madrega of Chachma. That little bit Moshe was missing. But everything else Moshe had, that's the right, he was a Chacham. Honor, what's the right? He was a humble person. Tehsev, the pasuk says, for your ish Moshe, honor of miyoid, Moshe was had a midah of anov. And the first one speak out there, what's like a pshat? What do you have to be rich and big for to have nevuah, to have the shechina? Like this time, to be a chacham and an honor we could understand. But what's so great? How come you have to be a gibor and you have to be a rich? So some of the first from Chanesh Levitzal used to want to say, that the pshat is, the ikam midah here is to be humble. That's the ikam midah. So the pshat is, if a person is weak or a person is poor, it's nothing to be humble. Like you have nothing. The raya, the what shows that you're really a humble person is if the person is rich and if the person is smart and if the person is strong and still he's a humble person, that shows that he really has the midah of anava. So the main thing is the midah of anava. Just if you have all these other things, that really shows that you have the midah of anava. Kol ha-neviyim Ashirim hoyu. All the Nevi'im were rich. Minol, how do we know this? Mi Moshe, umi Shmuel, umi Amos, umi Yoina. Yeah, we learn out from these. Mustam, since these were Mustam, all of them were ready. But Moshe d'chsev loichamor echad mehem nesasi. Evil loyagro lafuki man deshokab loyagro el dafilu biyagro. May even was paid and not to take anything. You see, even though he worked, he didn't take pay. You see, he didn't need that money. For the Gemara, Dilma Mishum Diyoni Hevi. Maybe because the other rabbi was a noni, he didn't need the money. Didn't mean he didn't have any use for the money. So Mara says, Elo Mimsel Lachov Salos, like we had before. Mimsel Lachov, Hashem told Moshe, the broken luchos is Salos and Yehesh Lachov, you should have them. That's the raya, Moshe was rich. Shmuel, Dechsev, Hinani, Arnobi, Negra Hashem, Negra Mashichoi. Eshor Milakachti, Vchamor Milakachti. Did I take anything away from them? He didn't take the pay. So Yimashmi didn't need the money. For the Marno, Dilma Dioni of me, because he was so poor, he didn't need the money. Hello, Mihacha. But the Shavoisir Ramosa, Kisham Besai, the Yomarova, Komokim Sholom Besimai, wherever Shmuel went, he had his bias with him. The master was rich, he had money with him. Omar Rava Godo Mashnema Vishmo Yesim Mashmi Mashnema Vishmoisha. Tila Moshe Ksiv, Loichamarechem Yem Nesasi. Tiafilo Bishar, I didn't take even the pay. Vilo Gabishmul, Afilo Barotzen Lesachri. Tiksiv, Ayemel Yashkoni, Yvlo Ritzazoni. Almost Tiksiv, we have to buy Yamas was rich. Says Vayan Namas Vayemer, Elamatio, Lenovia Nechel, Ven Novia Nechin, Kibaikra Nechi, Boilem Shkamim, Kumitagim, Rav Yosef, Hari Mari Gisi, Hanov Shikam to Libishafosa.
In other words, the Targum explains that it meant to say that he was the owner of flax, and he possesses a type of a tree in the valley. So Kitzvah shows that he was a rich person. This tree Shkamim. Now, Yoyne, how do we know Yoyne was rich? It says, V'yitain Tzchoro, he paid the fee and he went on to the ship. So how much was the fee? For Rav Yechanan Shenosan Tzchora Shel Svina Kula, he paid for the whole fee of the ship. And Amar Rav Rumnis Tzchora Shel Svina, how much was the pay for this ship ride? Have a dalad alpayim dinrei dahaba. It was 4,000 pieces of gold. So that was the ride. Yehuda was rich. For Amar Rav Yechanan Betchila Hayamisha Limud Torah. At the beginning, Moshe was learning Torah and he forgot it. Until finally, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him for a present. Shneim the pasuk says, "Vayiten el Moshe ki chalois ledaber itoy." Mashma, "Vayiten Hashem gave it to him for a present." All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf lamed chesam and aleph from the bottom by the Mishnah. Mishnah says the same thing, v'zon es ishtoi v'yes bonuf. That if a person makes an nisa neder, that he can't give the other person any enjoyment, still he's allowed to feed his wife, the guy's wife, and the guy's kids. Even though the father, the husband, has to feed his wife, his kids, still you're allowed to give him money. So the Ram learns chat here, afilu k'rabbonan asti, even though that rabbonan for the Hanan. That here the word is, when you're paying off the guy's wife or the guy's kids, you're made to do it l'shem mitzvah, like a mitzvah stalker. So therefore what you're doing now is l'shem mitzvah, therefore you're allowed to give them money. But if you made an issa neder that you can't give this person Reuven any enjoyment, you're not allowed to go feed his animals. Whether the animals are tamei, a pig, whether the animals are terim, a cow, still you're not allowed to feed them. Reb Elezer Oimer, no, zones are tamei. If the animal is tamei that he can't eat it, then you're allowed to feed him up. Because it's not called you're giving him direct enjoyment, he can't eat it anyway. But Vienna zones are tamei. By Ibehem Torah, there he agrees that if you feed the animal and make him fatter, what is the owner going to do? He's going to shecht it and eat it. So he's having direct enjoyment from you, that's awesome. Amru loy, Chum said back. The Chum said back that no, ma bein tmei l'toru, what should be the difference? Amru lohu, the answer is, sha tahoro nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalot. There's a big difference. An animal that's tahor, l'maisa, it ends up that says l'sh nafsha l'shamayim, but it means zikr is that gufa shalot. That l'maisa, he's allowed to eat it. And when he eats it, he could have enjoyment from the food that you put in there. Mashenkin of Tumeya, an animal.